السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح سائر جسده وإذا فسدت فسد سائر جسده ألا وهي القلب، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared that on the day of judgment, neither wealth nor children will avail except him who brings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a sound heart, qalbun salim. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated in Bukhari Sharif, very authentic hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned something to this effect: that there is a piece of flesh in the body. If it becomes good, then entire body becomes good. But if it gets spoiled, then the whole body gets spoiled. Beware, that is the heart. And we all believe that heart is most important organ of the body. As long as it beats, a human is alive. But the moment it stops beating, then the man is declared dead. Mayit. Now just imagine the Qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This heart is the size of the fist. At the left side of the chest, it is only 13 centimeter long and 9 centimeter wide. Only 340 grams of weight. In the right side of the heart, the blood with the carbon dioxide enters, and from the left side, pure blood with oxygen pumps out and circulates in the entire body from toe to head in a minute. The blood with carbon dioxide pumps it back to the lungs to get it clean. This heart beats 70 times in a minute. With every beat, it pumps out 60 to 70 milliliter blood from the heart. Human body contains 5 to 7 liters of blood. On every single day, the heart circulates 7600 liters of blood in the body without us realizing, and this is the favor and kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are sleeping, waiting, eating, driving, and this circulation of the blood is continuous while we are sleeping also 24/7. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَاهِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which with bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you are going to deny. Heart disease is the number one cause of death in the US. In 5 people, 1 is dying by heart attack. 6,095,000 people died from the heart disease in 2021. In 33 seconds, less than a minute, 33 seconds, one person is dying of heart failure of cardiovascular. The government spends $239.9 billion every year for the heart patients. And the main reason and cause of heart failure are high blood pressure, cholesterol, sugar, smoking, drinking alcohol, obesity, and being overweight. To strengthen the heart, one has to exercise daily. It's most important. At least he should walk for 30 minutes and quit fatty, oily, and salty food and control your diet. These are the ways to keep our outer and physical heart healthy. But it is more important to keep our inner and spiritual heart healthy. Because physical heart is only going to help you until your death. The spiritual heart will help you after the death, which is the real life is going to begin. We all believe life after death, which is eternal, everlasting life. For that, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared in the beginning, that يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. You have to bring in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a sound and clean heart. Laura Sanders has written an article that the heart has its own brain. Imagine, we never knew up till now. We think only brain is on our head, and this brain is controlling all the system, and a person is working or doing or thinking and talking, whatever is doing through the brain, right? But in this research, it is found out through the scientists, the detailed map of this little brain. Now scientists have drawn a detailed map of this little brain called intracardiac nervous system in the heart. So now it's claiming, the scientists after the research has claiming, there is a brain in the heart, and that brain in the heart is controlling all the emotions, all the feelings, and all the activities. And they just found out later on now, right? They are still researching on it, and it's going to continue. But look at the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has mentioned 1500 years ago that everything is depend on your heart. Allah is going to look into your heart. And that's why in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَاكِ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَعَمَالِكُمْ. Allah is not going to look at how handsome, how beautiful you are, how healthy you are, right? Allah is not going to look at your clothing, your system, your beauty. Rather, is going to look into your heart and your a'mal and your action. That's why some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resides? What is the physical address or resident address of Almighty Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resides in the heart of the believer. Just imagine, if you want to invite some guest, VIP guest, how much care you take of your house. You try to clean your carpet, your curtains, your sofa, etc. Everything must be up to date and look better. What? VIP guest is coming. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am your guest. I need the house to reside. And I only can stay in the heart of the believer. So it is very great responsibility upon us, my brothers, to clean our heart in order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reside in our hearts. So there are three types of the heart mentioned in the Holy Quran. Qalbun Salim is recited in this heart, in this ayat. Qalbun Salim means sound heart. Opposite is Qalbun Saqim, sick heart. And the third is Qalbun Mayyit, dead heart. The Quran has used three different words for the heart: Qalb, Fu'ad, and Sadr or Sudur. Qalb has mentioned in the Holy Quran 132 times. Sadr has mentioned 44 times. And Fu'ad has been mentioned in the Holy Quran 16 times. Qalb means upside down, which has physical and spiritual sense. It is a home for all the emotions, rational in obedience or disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Heart decides it. It is keep on changing its feelings. That's why its name Qalb. Sadr is the chest and breast. And Fu'ad, the heart beating, circulating the heart, inflamed by emotion. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُورِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ الشَّيْئَ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala said, it is He who brought you from the wombs of your mothers when you know nothing. And He gave you hearing and sight and intelligence and affection that you may thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my brothers and sisters, every organ we are using, utilizing, benefiting in our daily lives, we are questionable for it. Allah is going to question how you use or abuse the organs, the facility I have granted to you. In Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna sam'a wal basar wal fu'ad kullu ulaika kana anhu mas'ula. That verily your hearing system, your sighting system, and your qalb, your heart, all of these are questioned and inquired on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. One day Sahabi asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, qila ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man khairun nas? Faqal kullu mu'minun مخمون القلب فقال هو التقي الذي لا غش فيه ولا بغي ولا غل ولا حسد. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, that when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked about who is the best person, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, every believer with a clean heart, without hatred and jealousy, and truthful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ, that whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will guide his heart. It means the heart is in the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, those who have believed and those hearts find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certainly, in the remembrance of Allah, hearts find satisfaction. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سِقَالَةٌ وَسِقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everything has cleaner and polish, and the cleaner and polish of the heart is zikrullah. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الشيطان واضع خرطوم على قلب ابن آدم فإن هو ذكر الله أخنس وإن نسي الله التقم قلبه. Rasulullah said, definitely the devil puts his trunk on the heart of the mankind. If a person is busy with zikrullah, he stays back. Otherwise, he injects into his heart. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas, that who whisper into the heart of the mankind. And this heart gets rusted also, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Allah said, by no means, but on their hearts the stain of the ill which they do. And there are some hearts which are dead, or the heart which is filthy, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sealed them, as Allah ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم. Allah has set a seal upon their heart and upon their hearing, and over their vision is a veil, and for them is a great punishment in hereafter. May Allah save all of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith that when a person commits a sin, any sin, what is the outcome, what is the result? A black spot appears on his heart. When he desists, seeks forgiveness and repents, his heart becomes clean. But if he persists with the sin, the black spots increases one after the other until it covers his entire heart. And when the heart is covered by darkness, then he cannot differentiate between right and wrong, between choice and lawful and unlawful, etc., halal and haram, because the whole heart becomes dark. And this is the stain and rust referred to in this verse of the Holy Quran, Kalla bal ra'na ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was very beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a guardian. He adopted him. He was a very young boy and devoted to the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a guardian, used to take care of Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and used to teach him from the childhood. So you can imagine how great this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how important it is. So Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا بني إن قدرت أن تصبح وتمسي وليس في قلبك غش لأحد فافعل. ثم قال لي يا بني وذلك من سنتي ومن أحيا سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اجعلنا منهم. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that one day my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, oh my beloved son. Look at how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to address with the kindness towards the youngsters. He said, oh my beloved son, if you can wake up in the morning and pass the evening without having any hatred or enmity for anyone, then do it. That's why he said, in qadarta, meaning it is not easy. It is very difficult, practically it is very hard to pass whole day from the morning till evening and doesn't have any enmity, any hatred, any jealousy for anyone the whole day. If you pass like this, then this is the glad tidings. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you do so, then this is, oh my son, this is my way, this is my sunnah. And whoever bring alive my tradition, definitely he has loved me. And whoever loved me will be with me in Jannah. Allah make all of us among those. Now brothers and sisters, it's so profound hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we don't have time to go into detail. Now just imagine very briefly, 23 years of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a Rasul of Allah. First 13 years of life in Makkah al-Mukarramah after the proclamation until the Hijrah and migration. How difficult these 13 years were for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much hardship, you know, difficulties and insult and humiliation he went through. All these 13 years, himself and all the Sahaba of Allah ta'ala. Then he migrated to Madinah Munawwara. After the migration, Battle of Badr, Battle of Uhud took place. And in the Battle of Uhud, what happened? His most beloved uncle, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, was mutilated. He was killed. And how hard it was for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tolerate and remorse on the death of his beloved uncle, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then all things happened to that extent that his beloved wife, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, was accused, blamed. It was so hard and so difficult for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But after the conquest of Makkah, look at the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the humbleness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the clean heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he became conqueror and victorious, whole Makkah was under his control. He declared amnesty. Idhhabu antum tulaqa. I am not going to take any revenge from anyone. A Wahshi who killed Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came, he embraced Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted and forgave him. Hind who chewed the liver and heart of his beloved uncle Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she came, the wife of Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted it and forgave her. Ikrama, the son of Abu Jahl, who fought in every battle against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came, Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mercifully forgave him, and he also embraced Islam. There are so many incidents, my brothers and sisters. This is the real sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the end of the day, you must clear your heart, and that's the only reason one can enter into the paradise. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. No matter how much ibadah, worship, zikrullah, sadaqat, khairat, hajj and umrah is doing, all the a'mal is one side. But if his heart is not clean, he had jealousy, enmity, hatred, pride, arrogance, his a'mal, his ibadah, his good deeds are not useful. The first and foremost condition for the a'mal to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has to have the clean heart. Without clean heart, nothing is accepted, no matter how great, how big it is. And this is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's make dua by Allah ta'ala, grant us the clean heart, and for that we have to work hard. It is not hard, it is not easy for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to forgive the killer of his beloved uncle, the accuser of his beloved wife, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha. All these things, as a human being, it was very difficult. But for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgave everybody and made his heart clean to stand in front of Almighty Allah. And this is what he said to Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radhiyallahu anha. This is my tradition. And if you can do it, it means you alive a sunnah which is dead. And anyone who align my sunnah, he will be with me in paradise. Let's make effort. Let's clean our hearts from whoever we have any enmity, jealousy or hatred. Let us forgive and forget and have our heart clean, so we can be entitled to enter into paradise. Allah bless us for that.